Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC BlueBay's Leveraged Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. The third quarter and the Fed's first rate cut are in the books, and it was just what the doctor ordered for risk assets. As we look forward to the rest of the year, and at the risk of stating the obvious, U.S. elections on Tuesday, November 5th will be key. It's worth highlighting that we expect the narrative to shift as the main macro catalyst will change from inflation data to jobs data. The Fed remains consistent on their pledge to be data dependent. But in 4Q, we think there will be more weight on non-farm payrolls and less focus on the disinflation story. With the 10-year around 3.75% and three more 25 basis points cuts priced in for 2024, the rate market appears to be priced in for a harder landing than we expect. So what is the magic number? What is the Goldilocks scenario? Well, that depends on what asset you're in. We believe 100,000 or more jobs per month and a steady unemployment rate will be enough to keep the Fed at 25 bips cuts per meeting. So we're in that camp. That is likely to disappoint longer duration buyers as the curve shape continues to normalize. If Trump wins and Republicans take the Senate, we expect the market narrative to switch from rate cuts and hard landings to tariff, trade wars, and tax cuts. If Harris wins and the Republicans take the Senate, then you've got more gridlock. But it's DC politics, so what else is new? If Harris wins and the Democrats take the House and Senate, then November 6th will be a good day for tax accountants. Regardless of who wins in November, the government will continue to be accommodative, since neither party has any intention of cutting the deficit or dramatically reducing spending. That accommodation likely means that default rates may remain low, credit spreads can compress. As long as the market continues to expect more cuts than the dot plot suggests, it's hard to get overly excited about the longest duration assets in fixed income. That said, we still see value in shorter duration assets like high yield and structured credit. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.